views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intentional Living with Deborah Diane. We're here to show you how easy it can be to create your life intentionally by releasing limiting beliefs and repatterning your experience to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. We're here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, helping you to consciously create your best life.
Time to start living it. Time to start breathing it. Time for
Welcome to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane joining you today from Mount Shasta, California, along with my co-host Gwen Payne, an intuitive life coach who brings her 35 years experience in alternative healing along with her, and is joining us from Sedona, Arizona. How are you today, Gwen?
I'm fabulous, Deborah. As always, delighted to be here. And thank you for that introduction. I have noticed on the last couple of shows that you haven't introduced yourself. Can I go ahead and do that for you?
Sure.
Okay, then. So Deborah is the most gifted intuitive I have ever worked with, and she has developed a profound and very impactful healing modality that identifies limiting beliefs and clears them. And I have to say that that's one of the strongest gifts that you possess, Deborah, is to just hone right in on a limiting belief that somebody may have and bring it up to the surface for clearing. So I love working with you, and I really love laughing with you. We do a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so important to bring laughter into the process. Definitely. That's my favorite thing about both of you, is that you're willing to make this fun with me, because it doesn't have to be heavy and it doesn't have to be difficult. And we don't have to have that ego attachment when we identify what those beliefs are or what those patterns are, or, you know, the subconscious blocks or limitations that may be holding us back in some way. We can just clear it. So I love that you both are so willing to look at yourselves in the way that you are, and are so willing to release what's not serving you and to join me, because it just makes it that much more fun. So thank you, Gwen.
Thank you.
So Mark is our producer, joining us from who knows where he is. He's all over the place. Where are you, Mark?
Today I'm in California.
Well, thank you so much for being here. How are you today, Mark?
I am fantastic. I get so excited when we get to do these shows. I love doing these shows with you. And this is one of my things that I got very excited about last week when you gave me the thumbs up for starting off the show with sort of a question or an observation that's come up over the last week, and then see where it goes. Just sort of go with the flow intuitively. And I think that is awesome. And I take it as a responsibility, and I get very excited about it. So let's start off today with a question.
Well, that's why we call you Question Mark. I think it was the second show, we gave you that little nickname, Question Mark, because you're so inquisitive and you have so many questions about this process. And so tell me, what do you want to know?
Here's my question. Okay, so I'm excited about this one. This one is just a huge thing I noticed in this past week. It's us versus them mentality. And what I'm starting noticing is that, yes, that's in for myself and for others, how much we look to group ourselves, to find somewhere that we belong, to find a group or to identify ourselves with others in a smaller kind of group. And then we actually are defining this group that we are now part of by, okay, this is us team. It can be anything, a family, it can be a sports team is an obvious one, but it can also be Americans, or it can be Republicans, or, you know, whatever. You can pick any kind of group where we all sort of have some similarity, which we now call ourselves. And then we begin to, it's almost like I can picture my hand kind of pushing away the others, the them, that is the other groups, the other countries, the other political parties, the other sports teams. We push them away, then it gives us an identification about, okay, this is who we are and this is what's going on. But what it really does, too, is it breaks us apart. It breaks us apart as people and as a community or as a whole into these little subparticles, and then it allows you to say, to sort of demonize the others, right? Like those, the people that are them, they're not like us, and therefore we can start to put lay things on them, characteristics that are, you know, I guess you'd say negative, and it makes it easier to be at war with them, to be rude to them, to be angry with them, to judge them, to push them away, and it really feels destructive. I can feel it in myself, just kind of the way it feels when I'm kind of in that mode of sort of us versus them mentality. What do you guys think about that?
Well, the first thing that comes up for me is I thought, well, I don't believe in that. And then when I checked, I realized that, you know, that is a belief system that I do have. And so, again, for maybe people just tuning into the show for the first time, what I want to suggest is these aren't always belief systems that we are consciously carrying. They are embedded in some way, because that is not at all something I intellectually adhere to, and yet it runs very deep within me. So the other piece that came up for me is that I know for myself, at least, it's not just us versus them, it's me versus life.
Right, which I think that's the core. Actually, I feel very strongly that that's the core of the us versus them mentality.
It is.
And I'm getting that I have that too. And I just keep seeing the visual of wolves in a pack, and there's something that has been ingrained in us throughout our evolution that makes us believe that we are kind of like a wolf pack, and everything else is outside of us and is something to protect ourselves from, fight with, fight against. And again, I agree with you, Gwen, that I don't have these beliefs consciously, but they're, as I'm testing, I do muscle testing to validate what you guys are saying, and then also what my intuition is telling me, and I'm getting a very strong yes on that, that we are being ruled by this us versus them or pack mentality, which is very interesting. Wow, that's amazing, Mark. Thanks for bringing that to our awareness. Let's do some clearing around this.
Great.
Let's start off with an opening prayer, and this applies to anyone who calls into the show today and receives clearing. We're going to ask that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that everyone who receives clearing today receives maximum benefit from everything we do in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I love that prayer.
So let's talk a little bit more about it. I feel like, Mark, you've got something else that you want to add.
Well, as we were just talking about, I was remembering, I went to hear Ram Dass talk 20 years ago or something, and he had written a book, and he was selling it really inexpensively, and he was in a conversation with his father, and his father, you know, turning and was saying, hey, you should be able to get $20 for this book, kind of pushing him to try to be more profitable in his life. And he said, well, let me say this. If we're going to give this book to Uncle Ted, well, I don't remember his name, but to Uncle Ted, then it would be okay if we sold it to him for $7 instead of $20, right? So yeah. And he goes, well, show me somebody who's not Uncle Ted. And that was really, really stuck in my mind, that it's like, that's sort of the us versus them. It's like, well, if it's Uncle Ted, then we treat him this way. But if it's everybody else, then we try to get as much money as we can, or we try to take advantage of that as much as possible, or whatever. And it was just kind of that energy around that it was, it sticks in my head as it's identifying sort of an us versus them. There's people we can love and feel comfortable with because they're similar to us in some way. And then those that are different, it's even easier to feel separated from them. And you see it everywhere. I mean, just, you know, watch a movie or turn on the TV or talk to kids, you know, anybody. There's cliques in school. It's everywhere. And so it fascinates me to think that we could clear that in some way. So I'm kind of looking forward to where we go with this.
Well, the other thing, as you're talking, Mark, that comes up for me is it's not just with people. It's with other species on this planet, with the Earth itself. I mean, this is huge. I feel really excited to clear this.
Like oil refineries and going out into the wilderness and destroying habitats. And I mean, there's so many examples of how we just dismiss things because they are not us.
Yeah.
Let's do some clearing around this.
Yes, I'd love to, because, you know, as we're talking about it, I feel a tightening in my stomach, almost like I'm feeling sick to my stomach. It's such a big subject, and it's one that obviously I would love to clear the conflict within myself around.
Right. Let's start with clearing pack mentality. And I'm getting that none of the pack mentality is serving us, that we are a species of human beings, but we have lost connection, that we have lost touch with the unity that is our birthright. So let's reconnect to that. And there's also a really strong feeling of feeling unsafe. So let's also ask to be shown that we are safe. Actually, I'm getting that this is even bigger than just with other species or other groups or subcultures. It's feeling safe in the human experience. And when I check you, Gwen, I get that you're not safe in the human experience. Mark, you're not safe in the human experience, and I'm not safe in the human experience. So let's let that be our first clearing.
That sounds great.
Perfect.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then, of course, I know that both of you can feel the energy moving because I can feel it really strong, but I just want to say that when we say that we're doing a clearing about this, that it's actually bringing in that feeling of safety and changing any limiting beliefs that we have about being unsafe in the human experience, and then also clearing any blocks that we have, subconscious or conscious blocks, to feeling truly safe. I also get that we've got to ask specifically to be safe and to feel safe, to know that we're safe, and to trust our safety in our physical bodies, in our emotional bodies, and within our human experience.
Mm.
Feels like that's already all coming in for us right now.
I just have to say that, you know, I always experience every clearing a little bit differently, which is different than how you experience them generally, Deborah. And in this clearing, immediately the soles of my feet, and the tops a little bit too, but specifically the soles of my feet just started vibrating.
Wow.
Almost, yeah, very interesting. Almost feeling like, okay, now I can finally land or connect to the earth or whatever that is all about.
I do feel like this is a really deep topic, and we're going to need to spend a little bit more time on it. So let's go ahead and get ready for a break. And, of course, if you want to experience some of what we're doing, which is called conscious repatterning, give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. And, of course, you can also find that number on transformationtalkradio.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time. It's time to start healing. It's time to start breathing. It's time. It's time to
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. And click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Welcome back. This is Deborah Diane. We have just kind of stumbled on a very deep topic today of the us versus them mentality, separation, which is something that is so prevalent in our world today. And so we started doing some clearings on it, and we had to take a break because I knew that it was just going to go much deeper than the few little things that we did. I feel like, Mark, you have something else to contribute about that right now.
I'm fascinated about what we can clear around separation. And I guess there's a part of me that thinks that's just the way it is, you know, that even something as basic as a family. I mean, we all have a family, and we prioritize our family, and that's so celebrated in our culture. So it's, so are we really talking about that that's not necessary?
Well, I don't feel like it's about loving everyone as if they're your mother or your father, because I think that there is a special bond, or I know that there is a special bond or a connection that is within that family structure. But what's coming up for me right now is our lack of authenticity when we step outside of our family or our core group, whether it be friends or anybody that is important to us or that we're really close to. So let's do some clearing on feeling safe in expressing our authenticity and changing the belief that you have to defend yourself against those that are outside of your family or are outside of your core group of intimate relationships.
Well, can I just throw something in there? What about authenticity within your family? Some people feel less authentic in their families or even in their group of close friends. Is that a separate clearing?
It sounds to me like that's something different. It's a different kind of authenticity than what I was talking about earlier. But, yes, I definitely think that that would be something beneficial for all of us to work on a little bit. But the authenticity that I'm talking about is expressing your truth, because a lot of times you can, in your family, say what you really feel in that moment. I feel like what you're talking about, Gwen, here is expressing who you really are, like letting your family see all of the things about you that you think that they may not accept, which is a little bit different, but we can work on both of those today.
Great.
So let's ask to be shown that we are safe in who we are within our families and that we can fully express our truth in a way that makes sense to them, but also in that we feel safe.
Nice.
Okay. Sounds great.
Thank you. You know, and when I'm checking back in with the us versus them mentality, Gwen, I feel that you've cleared it. Mark, you haven't cleared it yet. It seems like there's some fear coming up for you.
Definitely. I'm feeling. And maybe it's the safety thing, fear, and the safety that I'm not buying into completely. I'm sort of a business guy, and I'm always in competition. You know, there's a little bit of almost war mentality or something, but some sort of conflict that seems to exist in business. Even though we do it with smiles on our face, we're still competing. We're competing against other companies or other situations, or trying to make myself look good in front of someone else's eyes so that they'll continue to want to do business with me or whatever.
I think part of it is believing that there's not enough for everyone. There's also a part that doesn't trust that what you have to offer is unique in itself and that somebody's going to take that away from you.
Yes.
I also was seeing Mark as a gladiator. And I was feeling like this is tied into his bloodline as well, this mm-hmm. competitiveness, this fighting.
I saw the same image of him. That's amazing. So, of course, whenever we do a clearing, it is clearing from whatever connection it has to your lineage. That is already included, but that was really interesting that you and I both got the same image, Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, let's clear that for you, Mark. And I'm also getting that I have a lot of that as well. So let's clear that for both of us.
Thank you.
Good. Now the us versus them mentality has cleared for you, Mark. It hasn't cleared for me again. This is what happened last week, is both of you cleared really easily, and then I got stuck on me. let me see if we can figure out what that is. I feel like this has something to do with my father, although I'm not exactly clear what it is. That's the first thing that came to mind.
I just feel like it's a pattern that you took on for him, and out of loyalty that you're still attached to.
Oh, the loyalty. Okay. So mm-hmm. I am ready to surrender whatever loyalty is not serving me. And actually, this would still benefit both of you, even though it's a different aspect.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's just ask for clarity and discernment about what loyalties are serving us and which ones would serve us to release.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Oh, good. Now I get that the us versus them mentality cleared for me, too. Wow.
Good.
All right. Well, that feels complete to me.
I wanted to say something about the loyalty. It's just really ringing true for me. That feels really strong. That's a very much an us versus them, right? Because if you're loyal to something, it's that saying that you're, you know, not as loyal to something else, which is a separating energy. And like the check in on that loyalty thing just really, wow, kind of zinged me good. That was excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels clear mm-hmm. for you now, Mark. And I didn't even realize that ties into what we were originally talking about, was the separation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what else?
I'm just fascinated with this process and your ability to identify these beliefs and then just clear them, and they change instantaneously, and I experience it that way. It reminds me of something that happened in the past, or in my past, that where someone described the human experience as we are belief machines. I remember that phrase, belief machines. And I remember kind of going, well, you know, putting my hand on my hip and saying, well, I'm more than just a machine, you know, like one of those things at first. But it pulled up in me a few times over the last many years. Can I throw that out? I want to ask that. Are we belief machines?
I have begun to see the way that we function in our world as very similar to a computer system. We have a certain belief, just as a computer system has a program, and it is amazing to me. And it's still, I have not lost the awe in how this works. With as many sessions as I've done, which is thousands, that we change a belief and clear the energy that's holding it into place, and then that person's experience changes instantly according to the belief that we just changed. And so I can't say that I understand all of the intricacies of how this works, but I've got that image in my mind years ago when I started doing this work, that it is very similar to a belief machine, the way you call it, or a computer system, which is the analogy that I have formed in my own mind, that we are operating based on our belief systems and, of course, the energy that we put out there, but it's just as fascinating to me.
And moreover, that those beliefs then create our life.
Absolutely.
Well, they not only create our life, they create our perception of our life, our experience of our life, which are two completely different things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this brings up something that, as much as I embrace philosophically and intellectually, sometimes I have a hard time with in my life, knowing that I am drawing experiences to myself that are a mirror or a reflection of the belief system that I'm holding. So if I have an experience that comes up for me, I try to investigate, how does this reflect what I'm thinking about myself, for example, or the belief that I hold about life, you know? For example, is life hard? Is life easy? Do I trust in the universe to support me? And like I said, sometimes that's easier to do than others.
True. It can be a little bit of work. It definitely takes some focused introspection, but it's definitely worth it, because once you start learning to recognize the beliefs that are contributing to your experience, it's a lot easier to change them and to start creating your experience consciously so that you can allow more ease and more grace and more love and more abundance and more of everything that you truly deserve into your experience when you are releasing the limiting beliefs that may be blocking that. So this is definitely a fascinating subject, but right now we have to take a break. So we'll continue this when we come back in the next segment. If you want to get a little bit more information about what we're doing, or if you want to contact me, my website is consciousrepatterning.com. And, of course, if you would like to join us and do some clearing on the air with us today, the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. And we're definitely going to be talking about this some more in the next segment. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving.
This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane along with Gwen and Mark. We've been talking about our beliefs and how they literally shape our experience. And, of course, we've been demonstrating clearing work, releasing limiting beliefs and blocks and whatever may be blocking you from creating your experience in a way that feels right to you. So in the last segment, Gwen gave a few examples, and it reminded me of a story that I would like to share. Several years ago, and a lot of you have already heard, we discussed it in some of the earlier shows, a little bit about my story that I was homeless for several years of my life because I was sick and I was not able to work at that time. when I started moving in that direction, I remember setting up my car in a way that it provided everything that I needed for me. I even had a place that I could sleep in the car if I ever needed to. And I remember I was so proud of my creation in my car that I had my food needs and my clothing needs, and everything was organized in a way that was allowing me to function with that being my home base. And showing it to some people that I had just met and telling them, just as excited as I could be, look, I have everything I need. And they weren't smiling like I was. having a huge smile on my face when I said that, because I was proud of myself. And when I looked at them, none of them were smiling. And one of the ladies said, she says, do you realize that you're homeless? And I hadn't thought about that. And I thought, immediately in my mind is like, but I have everything I need here. I had seen the progression of my life and that I was moving in that direction of being homeless. So I just got together what I knew that I needed to be safe and to be comfortable and to keep myself nourished. And she was actually quite impressed with it. When she got over her initial shock, she said, and you still have a positive outlook and are saying that you have everything you need. And I remember how surprised they all were and how bewildered they were. How can she possibly be saying she has everything she needs? And she's pointing at a car. But what I noticed later is that I continued to attract everything I need, and I believe that it's because I had the belief that I had everything that I need. Instead of focusing on what I didn't have, focusing on and maintaining that belief system that I am provided for, I can live a comfortable life like this, and I do have everything I need, made that my reality.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
So why don't we do some clearing on this, just so that we are all able to maintain perspective of the belief systems that are serving us, and to the willingness to release and detach from the belief systems that aren't serving us.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so what this is it just makes it easy for us when those belief systems come up. It makes it clearer for us to recognize them. It makes it clear some of that initial resistance that someone may feel going, well, I don't want to let go of that one. Because once you make the decision to do so, it's just really easy. And I do have to mention that maintaining that positive attitude that I did when my world was shifting so dramatically, I believe that is what caused me to attract. I had an extremely magical experience in Hawaii, and some people could have looked at me and judged me for being homeless, but I saw all of it as just being amazing. How when I needed something, it was there almost instantly and in extraordinary ways. So there's also some more clearing around this that we can do. I'm not sure what it is yet. Let me see. Let's also ask that we be shown how to focus on the good in our life, what we have in our life, as opposed to focusing on what we don't have. And then also calling in the new things, because there is something about recognizing what it is that you're calling in and also acknowledging that you don't have it right now. And I've heard these philosophies act as if, and you pretend that you have it, and you say that you have it. I've never been able to do this. I have never been able to say, you know, when I was homeless, I have a wonderful home to live in. But trusting that it's going to come to you, letting go of the focus that you don't have it right now and you're never going to have it. But one of the things that I found helpful is feeling the feeling of what it's going to feel like when you have it. So I was never actually able to create what I considered to be a lie and say to myself, I have the ideal home, but recognizing what it's going to feel like when I do, as opposed to recognizing what it feels like to not have it, to me, I felt like it was a very valuable tool.
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that, because sometimes
for example, people talk about attracting your soulmate, let's just say, and they talk about lighting the candle every night at the dinner table at a table set for two, and putting like his bathrobe hanging next to yours on the back of the bathroom door. And I mean, seriously, I just can't relate to that either, you know. So I think for me, in terms of attracting what I want, obviously this is probably why I'm more drawn to your work, it's clearing the blocks that we have. That's the foundation.
That's how I felt about it. I can say that I definitely have the ideal home for me now. I live in an amazing location, and I have everything that I need. And so I can say from experience that my method of going about this did work for me in an extremely tangible way. But yeah, I couldn't do that either, just pretend that I had what I didn't. But I think the key is the feeling. When you see something that you want, instead of going into the feeling of lack and feeling that you're a failure because you don't have it, you imagine yourself having it, and you recognize what it's going to feel like when you do have that. And that's the energy we talked about earlier, that your beliefs are creating your experience, and the energy that you're putting out there, that's the energy portion of it. And whether I actually ever believed that I was going to have a home or not, I feel was irrelevant, because I did fully go into the experience of the feelings of having the home. So, you know, I believe that both of them play an equally important role in the experience that we're creating.
Well, that's true, because if somebody was having fun with what I was just describing and creating joy and just playing with themselves in that moment, that is an energy that is going to attract more joy, let's just say. However that ends up manifesting, whether it's your soulmate or just, you know, more joy, period. So I'm not discouraging people from doing that. I'm just encouraging perhaps both as well.
Mm-hmm.
That was what was coming up for me, too. It's like, because whatever our beliefs are completely color our experience. They shape they become our experience. And so if someone believes, you know, standing on their head and spinning around is something that's, you know, if that's their belief that it's going to bring something in, do we cross over? Is there some place where it crosses into not really serving us, or maybe an unhealthy way to try to create it? Or is there really nothing off limits when it comes to belief?
That is an excellent point, Mark, is that if you believe that that's what works, then most likely that's what's going to work for you. So I thank you for bringing that around full circle, because Gwen and I can create our experience in the way that works for us based on our belief systems, and then there's still the opportunity for people to create their experience based on their own belief systems. And if you believe having a second hook in your bathroom for another bathrobe, or even hanging a second bathrobe, if you truly believe that that is what is going to create the opening for your partner to come to you, then most likely it will.
I love it. I love the diversity of the viewpoints.
And I'm just going to bring this around to the very first point, too, which is there's a little bit of us versus them that we can sneak into as well, when it's like, well, this is the way to do it, but other people, you know what I mean? You can feel it, us versus that, them, these other people, they do it in ways that aren't as good, or I can almost feel my judgment coming up sometimes, you know, when someone does something that's really quirky seeming or something, then I go, oh, that person's way off base, you know, and that becomes them, and that ties right back in with the very first topic that we started on the show, just the sort of us versus them mentality. It's really fascinating how it's all interwoven.
I believe it's about whatever makes you happy. If it makes you happy to create your experience in a certain way by putting that extra bathrobe up and it's fun for you, then that's the way you should do it. Gwen and I had a hard time doing that because we had a hard time going into the fantasy of it, but who are we to say that the way that we are doing it is what is going to work for everybody else?
Absolutely.
Gosh, we could just keep talking about this for days, I know, and we probably will. we'll continue on with this maybe a little bit later today, maybe in the next show, but for now, we do have to take another break. And again, give us a call if you want to participate in some of this. 800-930-2819 is the phone number to call right now, and we will get you on air with us and see what we can help you out with. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com. This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Welcome back to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane. We've been having a great time exploring and clearing limiting beliefs between Gwen, Mark, and myself. Mm-hmm. But now we have a caller, so we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines. We have Brent calling in to receive some clearing. How are you today, Brent?
Hey, I'm fine, Deborah Diane. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. What can we help you with?
Well, I'm going through a kind of a transition with my career at the moment, and worried I might be getting in my own way because I'm having trouble clarifying what direction I want to go. Just briefly, been at a job that I've been very happy for about 5 years. A new ownership company took over our organization, and my job, as I knew it, changed dramatically, and they were pleased with my work and tried to find a similar position for me after restructuring such that my previous position didn't exist any longer. And I've been very unhappy with it, and I've reached the conclusion that I need to move on. And I'm just having trouble figuring out what I want to do next and how to get to what I want to do next, and I don't have the clarity that I've felt at different at previous times in my life when I was making career decisions. And I wondered, well, if there's something that's blocking me that might help me in that process.
Well, the first thing that came up is that you have a financial block, and I would like to get a little bit more clarity on this because you said you've been working for the same company for 5 years. Is that right?
That's correct.
And things have been fine up until recently when your job kind of transitioned. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
So I'm wondering why I'm getting a childhood block for you, but I'm feeling something around the age of 12 years old that is blocking you right now, and I'm just interested in why it didn't seem to have much of an effect before. Let me just check to see if that's true. Yeah, I get that that's true. But do you have any idea what it was around 12 years old? It seems like it has a connection to your father. Do you remember?
I'm not sure. My dad has always, he was never earned a lot of money, but always seemed to be reasonably satisfied with his career.
Well, it feels, when you say that, what I got was that you stopped yourself. It even feels like you were doing really, really well in your job before they just, they eliminated the position or what you said. I don't exactly remember. But were you doing well with it before that?
I was very satisfied. I got exactly what I want from my work life. I wouldn't say, I've been at positions before where I was much more handsomely rewarded financially, but I felt really good about what I did for our customers, for my bosses, for my employees, my staff members. It was a great fit. It felt really good.
Okay. Well, let's start clearing what's already come in, and then I'll see what other information comes to me or to Gwen, obviously. But let's first clear between you and your father and clear whatever patterns. There's also a financial block that I feel like it's his, and you've taken it on yourself. So let's clear that from you. Clear anything that you have taken on of your father's that's not yours. Also show you the word safe is coming in interestingly, safe and comfortable transition. But then also, you don't believe that you can be successful for some reason. Let me see if we need more information about this. I get no, but let's ask that you be shown how to believe that you can be successful, just kind of opening up that belief for you. And then also clear the experience from when you were 12 years old. I'm not getting that we need more details, but there was a specific experience that it seems like it was your father's experience that you witnessed, and it seems like it was pretty big. So if you remember, you can share that with us. Otherwise, it's not necessary for us to clear it. Let's go ahead and start with all of that and then see what else comes up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Deborah, I'm just going to jump in while that's clearing.
Sure.
And I'm just really struck by the similarity with what we cleared for you earlier in the show, Brent taking on patterns from his father out of loyalty, and what I was actually seeing him at four, just Brent, I was seeing you at four really observing your father and that level of satisfaction that he had with his job, and just really struck by just that sense of loyalty is what I was getting.
Mm-hmm. So we did this. I don't know if you caught the beginning of the show, Brent, but we were clearing loyalties that are not serving us. So obviously it's the same thing, the exact same thing actually, between what what I cleared with my father and what we can clear for you is just your loyalty to perpetuate the patterns that he has established. So can we clear that?
Of course, yes.
Okay, but then I'd also just like to expand it to whatever loyalties are not serving you in the highest and best way to just release those. Can we do that?
Yes, absolutely.
What was that, Brent?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Your phone's cutting out just a little bit, so that was a little tricky.
Oh,
but
sorry about that.
We're getting it. Gwen, did you have something else? I'm kidding that there's something else coming to you.
I think it was my phone was cutting out too. I think that's what you were getting. Sorry.
I actually am getting that you're getting more information.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get that it was this kind of this cap. I mean, kind of going back to the satisfaction piece. It's just that's a kind of a picture and an experience that, Brent, you've identified with in terms of like the highest possibility in one's workplace is to experience that satisfaction. So perhaps expanding, you know, not just having satisfaction, but also compensation like you've experienced in other jobs. How does that sound to you, Deborah?
That sounds good. I'm getting that Brent doesn't believe that he deserves both at the same time, the satisfaction and the compensation, that it's got to be one or the other. So let's change that belief for you, show you that it's possible and that you're worthy of work that is both satisfying, fulfilling, and compensates you, well, fairly for one. I would like to do even more than that. Fairly is coming in because you're not even aligned with the belief that you can be compensated fairly. So let's ask for that. But then also that worthiness of being compensated well and changing the belief that if you enjoy it, that it's not fair. That's what's coming in for you. Can we do that?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this was a big one for you too.
So, I think this is a big one for a lot of people out there, and possibly even myself. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
I worked. Oh yeah. Okay. You could use this too, Gwen. Mark seems to have that one already. So yeah, let's do this for you too. I've already done this for myself, and
we'll
just talk while the clearing because there's actually a lot of energy moving right now. But
I
did this one for myself several years ago, and I can't. I can't believe how much I love my work so much. And I've always liked my work. I've never had work that I didn't enjoy, but the amount of fulfillment and satisfaction and just pure joy that my work brings in, and I think that it is a direct correlation with the clearing that I did for myself several years ago and calling in that worthiness of having both. And so for me, it has definitely been a significant shift in my life. And
well,
we're doing the same thing for you.
Yeah, I certainly look forward to that. So thank you, Brent, for bringing that up.
Well, my pleasure. And it's raining really hard where I pulled over to the side of the road, so you may be hearing raindrops on the hood of my car.
I'm not hearing them, so
no.
You're fine.
Oh, good.
And there's still a lot of energy clearing. I'm just going to check in and see if anything else comes to me. And of course, if you've got any input, Gwen, feel free to share. But I'm going to check in while I'm feeling. It seems like we're only about halfway through, so this is a huge clearing and release for you.
Well, Deborah, I was just getting just some fear around the transition. So perhaps doing some clearing around opening up that. The possibility of experiencing the transition in the highest and best way?
Well, there's the fear, but there's something else, too. There's something holding the fear in place. Okay, so now the age of 8 years old is coming into me. Does anything come up for you, Brent, when I mention 8 years old and we're talking about the fear of transition?
Not offhand.
Okay. So you don't remember any big transitions when you were around 8?
I don't. You know, I may be just a wavelength behind you because the ones you mentioned at 12 and 4, as we've discussed a bit, have come into focus as things that may play a role in this block that I may be experiencing.
Okay. Well, it felt like a lot of that cleared. We have run out of time, but we can continue to work on this. You're going to be coming to one of our live group clearing calls, so we can continue to work on that. Don't hang up. We have really enjoyed the show today, and of course we're going to be doing this every Monday, 3:00 Pacific. So remember to find someone or something to be grateful for, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds great.
You've been listening to Intentional Living with Deborah Diane.
Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information or to schedule a session, visit www.consciousrepatterning.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.